Yesterday, we invited you to bring your prank to prank court, where we would judge whether it was a good prank or if it was one where it's like, well, it's kind of just mean. Because the line can be very thin between them,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
There is a segment of the population who thinks pushing someone off of a tall hill so they get hurt is a prank.
Right.
When in reality, that is an assault,
right,
an attempted murder,
mm-hmm,
right? But we've all seen that where they're,
yes,
like, yeah, my buddy was walking along and I just cold-cocked him. Man,
yeah,
I got him so good. What a prank.
I hit him with my car.
That's not a prank. So we had a couple that came in that stood out as really, really excellent. Which one do you have first?
I have the Are You My Dad?
This one,
okay.
This is probably the best one. This is so well done, and it involved, you'll hear it. It's amazing. D, what was your prank?
Well, a bunch of us get together, and we go riding, go to the bars, and our waitress was young enough, so I asked her, said, hey, I got a picture of a guy's senior picture.
Okay, like a guy in your group who's there.
Yeah, nobody else in the group knew about it. So she comes over with a round of beers, and she goes, hey, you look familiar. My mom has a picture of somebody she knew in high school. Is this you? So she shows him his senior picture. She goes, are you my dad?
Good prank.
Great prank. Great prank.
Man. Mm-hmm. He went on to tell us that they let that guy soak in it, and the people with him, nobody knew it was a prank. So everybody there is like, dude has a baby that's serving our lunch.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, too, was asking him why he carries around a picture of his best friend right, from senior year in his pocket,
yeah,
and it is to do this prank.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see if I can find an old picture of one of the football guys.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
You're going to do this tonight, aren't you?
You okay, maybe. We're going to talk first and last names and hometowns whenever we get off, because classmates.com, you can find
a lot. I got to do it in a town where it's an NFL city.
Well,
yeah,
because
you got to be careful with athletes too, because you're the answer might simply be, oh God, another one.
Yeah, I'm gonna think about this for a minute.
put
a pin in that one.
You just have to do it to Doug.
Might be.
Yes.
But it's like a 40-year-old woman.
Are you my dad?
I was on the hockey team at Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah. Uh-oh, that tracks.
All right. And then this other one. Danny in Nashville. Hi, Danny.
So about 25 years ago, I had an accident with the table saw and cut off all my fingers. They were able to reattach a couple, but a couple they were not able to reattach.
Okay.
So with the accident, I was given prosthetic fingers.
Okay.
Didn't care for them so much, but I did like to play with them. I would lube them up a little bit, slide them on my nubs, and then tell a kid to pull my finger. And instead of getting a fart, they would pop off a finger in their hand.
Is making it's lemonade out of lemons, my friend.
I'm torn on that one, because that could be emotionally damaging for a child forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, it's funny.
Yes.
It is funny.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
It's a great image. It's a very funny image.
Yeah, lubing up my nubs. You do you, sir.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. My terrible prank that did not work. In middle school, riding the bus. I think every kid tried this in middle school on the bus. In fact, I had one of my kids tell me that they tried it. I told the kid if his hand was bigger than his face, that meant he had cancer.
No.
He put his hand up to his face.
The classic.
And then I smacked his hand so he hit his own face. He cried and I got in trouble, because it's not really funny. It's just making someone hit their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And worry that they might have cancer for a brief moment before you smack them and call them stupid, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
It really is hurtful on so many levels.
Is. Why did it have to be cancer? Ours was always, hey, if your palm smells like roses, you're a genius or something like that.
Oh, that's much nicer.
So then it's like, ooh, I want to see if I'm a genius.
Yeah.
And then you get popped in the face. Obviously, you're stupid.
There was another one where it's the first time one of my friends ever said the F word at me. Mm. We were pretty young, probably fifth grade, right in that ballpark. And I said, hey, what would you do if I told you there was an imaginary string between my hands and it goes from my right hand to my left hand through your ears and through your brain? And he said, I don't know, probably just pull one away. And I said, go ahead and try. So he pulled my left one away and I made the right one smack him in the side of the head, which I thought would be funny. But really, I cupped his ear and he said, what is wrong with you? You cupped my ear. And he didn't talk to me for like the rest of the ride home, probably because he couldn't hear.
Probably not. Yeah.
Like Helen Keller playing Marco Polo. It's just not going to work.
It's no good. Especially at a plunger factory.
The number one place kids play.
Yeah.
Marco Polo in the pool. Rob joins us. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Morning.
How are you? What was your prank? Well, let's go to prank court.
Yeah, so I worked in a factory years ago, and we worked with like metal that had some lead in it, so they'd send us off for lead testing pretty frequently. We got this new hire, name was Al, and we used to like messing with the new guys. So we had a lead test coming up in about a month to make sure we didn't have too much. So he's like, oh, what's that involve? I'm like, oh, they take a little bit of blood, they do like an eye test, we get an ear test, and they check your prostate. He's like, no way. I'm like, yeah, that's where the lead builds up. They got to check your prostate to see how much lead you have. And he's like, no, I don't believe you. So I go up to the floor supervisor, and I'm like, hey, Randy, I messed with the new guy. In about 5 minutes, pop by my machine, and just whatever I say, just say, yes, absolutely, and walk away. So 5 minutes later, Randy walks by. He's like, hey, what's going on, guys? I'm like, oh, not much. Oh, Randy, will you tell Al when you get a lead test, you got to get a prostate exam? He's like, yes, absolutely. And he walks away. So Al's like, damn, I thought you were screwing with me. Oh, man. So I totally forgot about it. So another month goes by, and I'm working at my machine, and he comes up, and he slaps me in the back of the head. He's like, thanks a lot. Starts swearing at me. I'm like, what happened? He's like, so he went to get the lead test. They took his blood. They checked his eyes and ears. He's like, you want me to take my pants off? And the guy's like, what? He's like, you want me to – I need to get my prostate checked, right? He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you have to check my prostate for lead. He's like, what? The guy was horrified in a room full of other employees. I forgot to tell him it was a joke.
I would have never told him. I think that's perfect. Thank you, Rob.
No, that's the payoff.
Tommy, were you listening, or can we someday tell you that there's a prostate check that you don't need?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Even if I don't need it, I'm excited.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. The neighbor liked to prank my son. The neighbor was 17, and my son was 6. My son came home upset. The neighbor... neighbor boy told him the riding mower would go faster if he took a spark plug out and my son put it on his finger in the hole when they started it up.
Oh, no.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's not a prank. That's a bully.
That is definitely a bully.
Yeah, it's just mean.
1-800-947-3979. Any of you have one?
We used to love pulling pranks in college in the dorms.
Yeah.
Dorms were fun. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple of... really fun ones, and one that was tragically underthought. So the ones that were fun, the way doors go in, you know, you've got the space and the door jamb. And so we would put saran wrap over it and then fill it with stuff and then knock on the door. Mm-hmm. So like Super Balls or popcorn or something like that. So that was fun. We did another one where we filled up a bunch of Dixie cups full of water. And put them, and we were in a co-ed dorm at the time. So the girls across the hall, we would always mess with each other. So we filled up all these Dixie cups and put them out in the hallway, one right next to another, like about 10 feet out all the way through the hallway by their door. So we could get out of our door and everyone could walk by. But in order to get out, they had to empty out every stupid cup to get there. So that was fun. The one we didn't think through was baby powder and a hair dryer under the door. It was great in theory. You take baby powder with a hair dryer and poof, poof, and yeah, then it blows it into the thing. And it looked like the entire dorm was on fire. There was so much in the air. And now that we know what baby powder does, I'm sure we're all going to die young.
Yeah.
But it was everywhere. It was on all their stuff.
Old, if it was post 9/11, you'd have been shut down for anthrax.
For real.
Oh, totally. Right.
People were scared to check the mail for three straight years.
There was no more powder jokes after that.
Yeah.
They were right. The world changed.
I told y'all about the one that I did in college, but I love it now. And at the time, I lost a friend forever. He was my hookup. So if I ever needed to like smoke a little joint, I'd call him. And me and my friend would go over to his house and we'd just smoke there. But one day we had this air horn that also had like a police siren on it. And we'd pull planks all the time. We would yell up people out the window and we'd just have a good time with it. Well, we thought, oh man, we go over to his house, we should do the siren by the windows. And that'd be really funny. And he did not think that was funny.
Didn't see it?
No, we heard panic in the house. Then we're knocking on the door. We're just laughing. He opens up the door and he was pissed. I was like, oh, I guess I should have thought about how, you know, you probably saw your life flash before your eyes as a college student selling God knows what out of this house. Sorry. And then I lost my plug. He wouldn't sell to him anymore.
I bet. I can see where that might have been a violation of the code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My father had this text from New York. My father had a prosthetic leg, and he would ask toddlers to help him take his boots off, and then his leg would fly off. Some kids would laugh hysterically, while others seemed to be struck with terror that would last them a lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of that is being not involved, but getting to watch and being the person who's like, oh, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. 1-800-947-3979. Jimmy in Illinois. Hi, Jimmy.
How you doing?
Good, bud.
Good morning.
What was your prank?
Well, being in the military many, many years ago, working in the hospital, in the emergency room, we set a story up to mess with a new cop. And basically, the story went, they set it up where a guy was killed, and they were doing an investigation, and they got word that the family from, they used this backwoods of Kentucky, was going to come down and get their family member.
Okay.
So they put the two cops in the morgue area, and I actually had gotten in the cooler in a body bag. I said, basically, no weapons and no flashlights, because I don't want you to have to slide me back in.
Right.
when they scared the crap out of
them. One of those funny dead guy pranks.
Exactly. That's not too funny. But anyway, I hit the door once they left. They opened it and showed that, yeah, there's a body in here. The guy involved, he left the two in there. A few minutes passed. I hit the door. All of a sudden, the door comes slamming shut. Now, I hear over their radio, get in here, get in here. He's not dead. He's alive. Get in here. Well, I hear the one involved. He comes in, and they open the door, said, he's not moving. You're nuts. What's going on with y'all? Well, when they closed it, they said he took two steps away from it. I hit the door, actually came out of the cooler, knocked one of them to the floor with the door, and the other one is out the door in the back park lot in about 2 seconds.
Terrified.
Protect, yeah, and serve. I went to in, run and hide, mm-hmm, which I don't blame.
Exactly. Him. I came in the next day, and basically they were at the gate, and they looked at me, and they're like, all right, what are you going to do to me tonight, Jimmy?
Right? Yeah.
You're off the hook.
We're keeping an eye on you for that one. That would scare the hell out of anybody,
well,
right?
Yeah.
Even the most.
A morgue door pops open.
Jesus. Me a little weak in the knees just thinking about it.